You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello? Hello? If you can hear me, I'm sending this message from the year 2038 to tell you one thing. Lily was right.
Want a better future for the planet? Then listen up. This is The Green Desk with Lily Peacock, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
So this morning I'm speaking with Andrew McIntosh from the St. Luke's Environmental Protection Society. Can you give me a little bit of background about what STEPS is about and how it came to be?
Yeah, sure thing. It's a society that got established back in 2005 around protecting the Meola Creek, the Waitatiko Creek and catchment. And back in 2005, one of the first things that the society did was establish the Roy Clements Treeway, which is a section of the creek out the back of the Mount Albert Grammar School grounds. And its planting and restoration of the creek sort of took place in that area, and it's now a very nice part of the stream. And really since then, the scope's expanded more, you know, the entire length of the stream, as well as the catchment and even the underlying aquifer as well.
That's incredible. I actually live near Meola Creek, so it's quite nice to be able to know that somebody is taking good care of it. Now, storm events heavily impact the stream because it's quite a big catchment, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, absolutely. Stormwater is a real problem for the stream, and one of the chief sort of challenges with restoring it, or making it natural or even a place that people can enjoy spending time.
And what have been the main challenges to achieving that dream? I mean, obviously you're dealing with a big catchment area, so that makes it a bit of a challenge, but what are some of the other things?
Probably the single biggest problem is that along the length of the creek in five separate locations, Meola Creek has combined sewer system overflow points, which means whenever we get heavy rain in Auckland, we get overflow at one or many of those points. And two of the outflows are the biggest in New Zealand, and they basically are putting raw sewage into the creek when that happens. And when it was originally sort of designed, you know, the density of the housing and everything was much less, and the volume of stormwater was much less because there was a lot more sort of permeable, i.e. non-concrete surfaces around. But now that there's more roads, more houses, more density and more sewage, it means it overflows a lot more, and we get up to 100 overflows events in a year.
That's really frequent. I mean, when you think about it, there's only 52 weeks of the year. That's almost twice a week.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot more of them will happen in the wintertime when there's more rain and that sort of thing. But I actually live, you know, pretty close to the creek myself. So, you know, when it rains, it's very easy for me to go, oh, it's raining heavy enough. I'll just grab the camera and pop down and get some photographic evidence, so to speak. So, yeah, it is happening all the time. And when we get these events, you know, it's easy enough to see that it's sewage. You can see, you know, little bits of toilet paper or whatever floating by in the stream. So, it's pretty visceral, it's pretty real, and, you know, considering we're living in Auckland, you know, in this century, you'd expect that there wouldn't be sewage like that flowing through what is effectively an urban creek.
Absolutely not. Now, the solution is, what is the solution? I mean, you've got an issue here with outdated piping solutions to dealing with stormwater in a city, but what's the solution that is going to be more long-term focused that we can put in now?
Well, the solution that that Watercare are working towards at the moment is a big project that they're doing called the Central Interceptor. And the reason it's got that name, it's basically a very large central pipe that will run underground, quite significantly underground. It's about 4.5 metres in diameter, and it's basically going to intercept with a whole lot of different sites where there's sewage overflows and take those overflows down to Mungaree for treatment.
So the solution is more pipes?
Yes. The truth of the matter, though, is that even by their own numbers, Watercare are saying that only about 80% of the overflows will be captured into that central interceptor. So we will still have overflow events. It's possible for that, you know, for that pipe and very significant storms to get overloaded as well.
So it'll just be less frequently rather than as frequently as it is now?
Yep, less frequently and potentially less volume as well. When it does happen, But what we think needs to happen in this space is, you know, the central intercept is a good first step, but all it really is doing, like you say, it's more pipes to solve a pipes problem. What we think needs to be done is a proper investment to be made to separate the combined sewer system. At the moment, in certain areas, especially around Meola Creek or in the Meola Creek catchment, it's one sewerage system for both stormwater and sewerage, and the reason it overflows is that the rain, you know, is just too much volume when it's raining heavily. We think what needs to be done is for the sewerage to be separated from the stormwater, so that the sewerage can fit down the sewerage pipes, that most of them that are already in place, or the central interceptor pipe, and the stormwater would go through a different system or would be carried to the stream without mixing with sewerage.
That sounds like it would solve this problem of overflow for sure. Now, Steps met with Councillor Penny Hulse and Councillor Chris Darby to discuss the 10-year financial plan and the Auckland Isthmus stormwater. What were some of the things that were discussed there, and is it looking positive from the Auckland Council perspective?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long-standing problem for the council. I think sometimes the issues, you know, fall into potentially the gap between stormwater, which is managed by Auckland Council, and wastewater, which is managed by Watercare. It's a tenuous connection between the two things, often because, you know, if you're saying that it's a combined sewage and stormwater system, you know, whose responsibility is it? And it's very easy to say that, you know, once a sewer system has overflowed, that suddenly it's a stormwater problem rather than a sewage problem. So I think there are, you know, some challenges that need to be worked through that, you know, relatively significant. I wasn't actually directly involved in the conversations with the council, but other members of STEPS have been, and yeah, the conversations have been ongoing. It's a long process.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew, for chatting with me today. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
That was The Green Desk. Thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.